This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jessica Gilbert Overland is director and co-founder of the Good Food Buffalo Coalition. She's with us on the WBEN, Troquere College Live Line this morning. Several mayoral candidates in Buffalo are taking part in a food forum, a community conversation tonight. Jessica, how big of an issue is food access in the city?
Good morning. Yes, food access is a really big issue in Buffalo. Over 12% of households are food insecure, and that number is growing. Over 30% of our households rely on SNAP, and about 54% of Buffalo's children and youth under 18 live below the poverty line, which means they rely on school food for most of their weekly meals.
Now, when you talk to some of the mayoral candidates later on tonight as part of this forum, what are some of the things you're looking to ask and learn about who might be the next mayor of Buffalo?
Yeah, we're hoping to know what are their plans to promote fair food access across our city. We know that there's a lot of racial disparities in who has food access, who does not. The horrific May 14th, 2022 shooting, maybe we never forget, was just probably the most acute example of how food has been weaponized and used to harm our communities, but it's just one of many, many examples. So this is really important, and we're really hoping to learn how our mayoral candidates will address these issues and hopefully have a timeline for that as well, to know what are they planning to do in the first 6 months of their candidacy, what are they planning to do throughout the full term.
As you said, it really came to light after 514, this issue. Since then, what has really changed?
We did see a very rapid influx of support from across the country that died off pretty quickly as well. And so we're looking to see more sustained systemic changes. We haven't seen as much change as we would like in the years since 514. And so we're really looking to see how policy can be leveraged to support our communities and how our mayor is going to be incorporating community perspectives into those decisions related to fair food access, because our communities have lived these issues. They have developed an expertise and they have solutions that they'd like to see implemented. And so it's really important that the mayor take into consideration what folks are thinking on the ground and the solutions that they'd like to see.
You know, for a lot of people looking at this issue, and it's really been under the microscope over the past few years, there is a question of what exactly do we mean by food access? And isn't this more of a transportation or a poverty issue than it is a food issue? Because if areas of the city of Buffalo have trouble getting to a supermarket or someplace that would sell fresh food, then, you know, what would we make of some of the, you know, far out suburbs that are many miles away from any sort of close supermarket or something like that? is this a food issue, or is it something else that just kind of shows up as a food issue?
That's a great question. We like to think of food as kind of a lens or an entry point to addressing a lot of other issues. And so one of the problems that a lot of our community members face is that they rely on public transportation to get around the city. And that means that they, if they are shopping at a supermarket that is, say, a couple miles down the road, then they are carrying heavy bags of groceries typically onto these buses. And a lot of times when accessing public transportation, there is not immediate stops right near either where they live or where they're trying to go. And so, yes, transportation is definitely a key issue, but especially take the East Side, for example, the lack of supermarkets and other fresh fruit food retail outlets enabled a white supremacist to target our communities at the one supermarket that really enabled people to shop and access that fresh food. And so it's a issue of who has access to fresh foods and who does not. And it's also an issue of affordability. A lot of times fresh food, healthy food, culturally relevant foods are more expensive than some of the other food options that are there that are, for example, at corner stores or other fast food outlets, that type of thing. So it's really important to think about cost, to think about access, to think about who has control in our food system, who's making decisions. And those are a lot of policy issues that we'd like to see addressed at the city level and that our mayor will have the power to take steps towards advancing.
We're speaking with Jessica Gilbert Overland with the Good Food Buffalo Coalition. Jessica, 13 Rite Aid stores in the city are closing after today. Will this impact food access even more?
It will. I can't speak completely to the types of food that Rite Aid's selling and providing to our communities. It will definitely have an impact, but the bigger impact that we should be thinking about is which stores are available to our communities that are selling those fresh fruits and vegetables, that culturally relevant food. That type of thing is really, really important. And a lot of times some of the retail outlets that we see around are selling more highly processed foods, high in salts and sugars, and things that are not good for our bodies. And when those are the only types of foods that folks have access to, that is obviously problematic and limiting. And so when we're thinking about food retail outlets, we really need to be thinking about who is selling those fresh, healthy fruits and vegetables, those culturally relevant foods, and how are folks able to access them?
Well, it's going to be interesting to hear what some of the candidates have to say at that forum tonight. Can people get involved tonight? How can they tune in or find out what was said?
Yes, absolutely. So we hope that folks will join us. It's at 5:30 at the Northland Workforce Training Center. That's 683 Northland Ave. We will have a lot of organizations tabling there as well, ways that you can get involved in food-related issues across the city. The forum will be about 2 hours long, and we have 5 candidates who are participating. And we're hoping that folks also sign up to become involved in some of these other issues around the city, particularly getting involved in the coalition. But then if folks are not able to attend, we will be posting the recording and the video of the forum on YouTube, and so we'll be pushing that out publicly. We also, the forum is divided into two portions. And so the first portion is coalition-based questions, but the second portion is public-based questions. So we're encouraging the public to show up, submit questions for the candidates to answer. And if we don't get to all of the questions during the forum that the public has submitted, then we will be sending those over to all the candidates and asking the candidates to submit written responses, which we will then circulate again to the public.
Oh, great. Jessica, thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.